Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, Corey Majors.
Man.
And, of course, the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, let's get some Mavs and Stars super segment going down. 877-881-1053. If you want to give us any of your feedback, Franklin, Frankel Injury Attorney text line or the Twitch or the YouTube, would you like to start with the Stars or the Mavericks?
Let's start with the Mavericks, Kevin. Even though they lost, a significant undertaking is happening at the moment.
Give me cut number 3, please, Alec, and we will start with the Mavericks.
Again, the next basket for Coop will get him a career high, and he's got it! 36 for Cooper Flagg and counting. Still 4:10 left to play in the game.
Now, you're right. This was a disappointing result. I guess I should say it was a disappointing result depending on which direction you want the Mavericks to go. Now, there was a report that came out from The Athletic that said the Mavericks have signaled a desire to be competitive the rest of the season, even though their first-round pick this in the next draft is the last one they own of their own first-round picks and have outright control of until 2031. They're like, no, yeah, we want to be competitive. So if you want to be competitive, this was a negative. If you would like to see them lose and still get better to get ready for a loaded 2026 class, then this was good.
Yeah, it's a weird place to be, considering just a couple of years ago you were in the finals and you were like, all right, we are well on our way to being here consistently for a long time. And then because now you have a new younger player, you're like, let's now kill that idea at least for a year or two and tank and try to be better. It's a weird place to be in for a fan base that kind of deserves some better treatment at the moment. And the better treatment, I feel like, is try to win right now. That's the better treatment because you don't want to waste a season, another season, where you look bad to your fan base.
And
most of your fan base isn't going to care about the draft picks at all.
And I think that's where I was last night, because when they coughed away the lead,
you were upset, weren't you?
Yes, yeah. I was upset. And then when they didn't win in overtime and freaking Lauri Markkanen looked like peak Wilt Chamberlain in overtime, I was pissed. And I wasn't just like, hey, this will be good for a draft pick. Here we go. Here we come, Peterson. Or here we come, DeBonsa or Boozer. Like that thought didn't really go through my mind. Even though big picture, That does make a lot of sense.
An anonymous NBA executive said that they don't think Boozer is the kind that can lead a franchise as the number one guy to a championship.
Which is fine, because we already have our number one guy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He can be the number two guy.
You just want all the Duke players. That's what you're trying to do.
Look, I think I've been very clear. I do like Cameron Boozer a lot, but if you look early on or if you look at the makeup of both of these players, I think the other two I would freak out if you picked up one of them.
Yeah, but for the rest of this season, I do want to see a competitive team. I think what we saw last night, though, Kevin, was you have the makings of a superstar.
Yeah.
And he's very early in his life, not his career, very early in his life, starting to step into records that people would be like, oh, wow. And that's scoring-wise. And, Kevin, I don't think a lot of people thought scoring-wise he was going to produce like this. It was like, hey, it's going to take some time for the polish. It did. It took about two months. And he was like, all right, guys, I'm ready to go ahead and be part of this thing now. And, he looks polished. There were plays last night where, like, that's a pro play. That's a veteran play that he just made there. And then he's also giving you the right effort on the defensive side, too. So
yes.
I'm very pleased with what Cooper Flagg has brought to this organization.
Now let's focus in on a few things that Cooper Flagg was able to do yesterday. Although he and PJ Washington, I think it was, both had good looks at the basket that they moved to in overtime that just didn't go down, that might have kind of like stemmed the tide from Utah. But Cooper Flagg, clearly unbelievable last night. He had 14 points in the first quarter on 5 of 7 shooting. He did not miss a shot in the second quarter. But to put that in perspective, in the first half, since play-by-play tracking in 96-97, Cooper Flagg had 24-plus points, 4-plus rebounds, and 4-plus assists in a half. Only 5 Mavericks players have ever done that. Michael Finley did it once, Anthony Davis once, Dirk 3 times, Kyrie 4 times, and then you probably could have guessed this one. Luka did it 33 times. So this is a huge step in the right direction for Cooper Flagg. He became the 4th teenager in NBA history to record a 40-5 game, joining Anthony Edwards, Kevin Durant, and LeBron James. That's a pretty insane list to be on. And Flagg is the first to do it at the age of 18. Cooper Flagg, who turns 19 on Sunday. Think about that. He hasn't even turned 19 yet. He became the youngest player in NBA history to score 40 points in a game. And then he tied Mark Aguirre's Mavericks rookie record of 42 points. I really thought he had that opportunity to break the record. It just did not go the Mavericks way whatsoever in overtime, in part because of marketing.
Yeah,
Oh, can I tell you one more thing?
Go ahead.
All of this while he also rolled his ankle in the game. So he had his ankle packed with ice after the game, his left ankle. And he goes, I just rolled it a little bit. I was hurting, but I wanted to stay in the game no matter what. I'm not coming off the court or anything like that. That is what you want to hear.
Oh,
did it hurt? Yeah, I'm not coming off the court or anything. We have a chance to win.
Wow, that's a shot at Luka, huh?
That was not a shot at anybody.
What'd you hear there, Alec, when he said, this guy won't come off the court?
Pew, pew. Yep.
That was not meant as a shot at anybody.
Because you always said that Luka would typically just be like, oh, I got a hangnail. And then he'd be out for
that
a month.
That is inaccurate. You're thinking about my description of you, Darvish. But I just love that he's like, well, I'm not going to leave the game.
Uh-huh.
Like, that's stupid.
Yeah, no, that's he's fits everything so far.
Yep.
Last night, seeing him finish with that left, and then he held his left hand.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And then was it McCaslin that was like, hey, by the way, kid, I did talk to him about that, and kid said that his left is his more dominant, but he's ambidextrous at this point, but teams are starting to pick up on the fact that he goes left, so he's going to have to switch it up just a little bit, which he can. And I think, Kevin, the great thing is the guys around him, he's earning their respect on a nightly basis.
Yeah.
Like, they're like, oh, I get it now. I think Anthony Davis knew, Kyrie knew, because they played against him.
They did both seem practices. Like early adopters of this.
They knew what was going on, but the fact that he's earning not only the fans' respect also is really nice. I really like Najee Marshall. There's something I love about his game. There's this fluidity that I really enjoy, where I'm like, he's going to pass it, and then he finishes, and I'm like, oh, wow.
He's got tough and hustle in him too,
and that's the thing that I hope this team can like say this is their calling card, is that they are tough and hustle, and they're gonna fight you for points, and they're gonna fight you for rebounds, and that never stops.
I see people texting that in. Not a shot at Luka. That is not what I meant.
LeBron
whatsoever.
Is it a shot at LeBron?
No. I think once you get to be that age, I understand.
Shot at Dirk. Like,
no. What? Yeah. Never. And just for Cooper, we've said this many times. You just wait. If that three-point shot comes around, and it did his freshman year, in the NCAA tournament at Duke, he shot 50% from three. Now, that's probably not reasonable, because eventually then he would be the unquestioned best player in the NBA. But if he develops a competent three-point shot, it's sky's the limit for a kid who, again, turns 19 on Sunday. So
this Bobby said this morning, it's boring.
I don't view it that way.
I don't agree. I don't know how many. He's going to have highlight dunks, but I don't know how many, because he does like to dunk. Like,
yes.
It's fun, that's fun too.
Yes.
But he doesn't have these highlight passes that Luka had,
sure,
or these highlight threes that you're like, oh my gosh. But it's very exactly what I want. It's effective.
And I love Bobby. Luka was his guy. So, like, I think it's going to be really hard to win him over. Not that it has to be Cooper against Luka.
It's championship or nothing.
Yeah, which I understand. But I think Cooper's athleticism will lead to far more, like, unbelievable dunks and stuff, like you said. And I think you'll see more defensive highlights. But you're right. Nobody on the planet is as flashy of a passer as
absolutely not.
Luka. Except for, like, that
Magic
one.
Johnson.
Well, I mean.
Jason Williams.
I'll take Luka over Jason Williams, because like you're like, that ball went into the second row.
Still,
like,
it flashy.
Looked cool.
It was flashy as
okay.
hell.
But there's like one time a game where Jokic does a pass that you're like, oh, okay, that's as good. And it's just whenever he decides to do it, he's like, check this out. And so that's pretty remarkable.
But for the most part, he's really good at bounce passes.
Yeah.
Over the, you know, chest pass. He's good at all the basic stuff.
I get it.
He's very Tim Duncan in that.
Yes, 100%. If you watch Jokic play, like last night wasn't quite it. But, like, there can be games where you're watching him, he's like, man, he's good. And they're like, all right, and that's 27, 10, and 10 for him. And you're like, wait, what?
How did that happen?
Yeah, so I could see that. But that was not the only Metroplex team to get the win last night. Give me cut number one, will you please? Because those Dallas Stars got back on the right track, too.
Up high, one-timer, score! Beck was in front and got the redirection. The Stars take the lead.
Yeah, somebody asked, by the way, what's a competent three-point shot? 35% would probably be the floor. You would love to see, if you can get in that 38% or higher range, you've got something to work with. Now, the Stars. Corey, I have to admit, I had a couple doubts going into the third period.
Why?
Because...
You don't believe in this team, huh?
No, I do believe in this team, but it felt like maybe this was going to be like an extension of the funk by one game.
I felt that way early, too.
Which in December, not the end of the world. You've been the unquestioned, at least, second-best team in hockey. But you went into the third period, you only had 14 shots on goal. And the reason why, though that doesn't always dictate the flow of who's like truly winning the game outside of just the goals, but they have struggled with this. But then the third period, they turned it on. This was the first time in four games that the Stars had 20-plus shots on goal. That's not good long-term, but you did get it going. And by the way, the Kings in the third period, when you thought, especially when they fell behind, would pick up the pace, they had four shots on goal in the third period, and that's it.
Were they trying to protect their netminder there a little bit since they lost Kemper? I mean, they were also losing. Yeah. Matt Duchene scored in the second period. That was the first even strength goal in 192 minutes and 13 seconds of game action.
You know what's really weird about that?
That's like 74 games.
Uh-huh. It's closer to three okay. plus, but you know what's weird about that? It's not only had they scored a power play goal, they had scored a shorthanded goal. So, like, they had scored when they had fewer people out on the ice, but yeah, 5-on-5 goals, and let's be honest, like, 5-on-5 goals are so huge come postseason time.
Yes. Yes.
I want our special teams to be
rocking,
too.
You're not getting the same...
tighter whistle.
Whistle
yeah.
that you would typically, you know, during the regular season. But you're, so, yeah, defeating people 5-on-5 and being able to execute on power plays, hugely important. And I think that's going to be something there that we're looking forward to, too. It was nice to see Duchene get one.
Yeah,
nice to see him. You know, get that comfortability back. Mikko Rantanen, you know, setting him up for that too. And this do this thing as it gets healthy again. Beware, those Avalanche are running hot right now, but they might melt later.
Oh, see, I like that. By the way, an astute observation. I feel really dumb now. Don't you mean moving over to the only winners? That's a good point. I don't know why in my head I had like registered this as a Mavericks victory, and that was most certainly not the case. And so you get the Stars, they get the win, and a lot of positive signs. Well, once again, Casey DeSmith, unfreaking real. I'm running out of superlatives to talk about how exquisite he has been to kick off this season.
Ready to trade him?
No, no.
Why? His value's very high
right
now, isn't it?
I cannot move away from having a top-notch backup goalie. He's been top-notch.
Yeah, Otter
this
year. Otter can be a good
okay,
backup.
Good night. Listen to you. But
maybe DeBoer was right all along. Yeah, I'm just joking.
That's going to be hard to shake.
I'm just joking.
So, DeSmith
got two really good netminders.
He was fantastic. You finally got back on the board at even strength, and then you really turned up the heat and dominated the third period by pretty much every metric, and you were able to grab this win. And the Kings are not a bad team at all. They're not great, but they are not a bad team, and they've been particularly good on the road this year. So this was, I thought this was a really good win for the Stars, because going into the third period, I have to admit, I was concerned, especially with the trade that Minnesota made, if they're going to start to move up in the world. But it does feel like it's the haves and have-nots once again in that division, and it's going to be Colorado, Dallas, and Minnesota all season jockeying to determine who's going to get to play a wild card team and who's going to have to play each other.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.